Celia, C-E-L-I-A, McNatt, M-C-N-A-T-T. Born 9/14/85. 39-year-old woman comes into bed complaining of nausea, fatigue, chest pain, lightheadedness, dizziness. All the symptoms started when she was working in the yard this weekend. They subsided, and she hasn't had any more symptoms, but she wanted to get checked out. Here in the paragraph, she has a history of diabetes. She's on Monjora. 5 milligram every week. Because of that, she's lost about 10 or 15 pounds. Her hemoglobin A1C has come down from 6.9 to somewhere in low fives, period. New paragraph. She also has a history of anxiety and takes Zoloft for at this time, along with vitamin D, period. Family history, diabetes, hypertension, no colon cancer. Mammogram is due next year, has had one this year. Social married, 6 years, has 3 kids. She does smoke, she does drink, but not very much. Eye exam was done in September of last year with history diabetes. Last period was a week ago under social. Surgery, C-section, left ear surgery because of deafness, and then skin removal because of obesity. Medical problems, hypertension, anxiety, white coat syndrome. Blood pressure does go up when she's in a doctor's office, but the blood pressure always comes down when she's at home in big letters, period. New paragraph, she's had four pregnancies and 3 living children, no grandkids at this time, period. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress, has had no dizziness at this time. 179 pounds, 98%, 97.7, 1687, 150 over 99. Heart positive, some positive, still lungs, fear, onchi, TMs. There's definite fluid noted in the behind the left ear. Neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash, there's no redness. Lower extremity shows positive pulses. Assessment number one, increased blood pressure first thing. She's on Zoloft. She says blood pressure at home is always well controlled. I want her to write it down and bring it to me. Number two, as far as the dizziness is concerned, I'm able to reproduce the dizziness by having her close her eyes and shaking her head and suddenly opening her eyes. She definitely has benign positional vertigo. New paragraph, I'm going to avoid steroids. I'm going to treat her with antivert. And Claritin, next number, avoid Claritin D with the blood pressure elevation. Next number, if she doesn't get any better, we'll use a short course of steroids. Next number, she's a diabetic and has done very well with Monjora, 5 milligram. Next number, A1C has come down to normal range. Next number, she does have a fatty liver on the ultrasound. Next number, her anxiety is well controlled with Zoloft. Next number, she's not suicidal by any means. Next number, check blood work. Next number, check cholesterol. Next number, fluid in the ears can also be treated with Aplis procedure if she doesn't respond to treatment. Next number, come back in one or 2 weeks. Next number, she's deaf in the right ear where she had surgery in the past. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length before leaving. Next one is continue with vitamin D. Next one is recheck vitamin D today. Next number, under surgery, put down C-section, left ear, which has caused deafness. And I'm sorry, right ear, which has caused deafness, has a prosthesis in the right ear. I think that's it for now. Thank you.